I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Officials in Japan say they've now hooked up the power lines to all six reactors at the damaged Fukushima nuclear power plant. That's going to help efforts to see if the plant's cooling systems can be restarted if they're not too damaged. So the crisis there is still far from over. Meanwhile, the people of northeast Japan are trying to piece their lives back together. And in some communities wiped out by the tsunami 11 days ago, pieces are all that remain. CBC reporter Kurt Petrovich visited what remains of the Japanese fishing village of Noda and filed this report.
An elderly woman in a white kerchief slowly climbs up a hill of torn metal, shattered wood, and crumpled cars. She stoops here and there, poking at the smashed bits of furniture jutting up from the mud. Sue Hiranai rests for a moment on some thick wooden beams that may once have held up the main walls of her house. The 72-year-old grandmother takes a break, while her 78-year-old husband continues to explore the remains of a building behind her. "We're looking for something we left behind in the house, to remember our lives," she says. Hiranai's first job was to find her house. The streets of her village are buried beneath tons of mud, trees, and the pulverized personal belongings of everyone she knows. And the building had been swept blocks away. "So far, all I've found are some clothes," she says. "When I fled, I ran away with just what I'm wearing." And she searches, because the hope of finding a piece of her past gives her a purpose. Through an interpreter, I ask Hiranai to tell me what she thinks when she sees the devastation around her. After some thought, Hiranai places one gloved hand on her heart.
She can't say anything right now.
Speechless.
The village offices, although spared by the wave, are coated with mud. Here, people can pick up bottled water, fruit, bread, and noodles to keep them going for one more day. One of the rooms is now a command center for police, self-defense forces, and volunteer firefighters who've come from as far away as southern Japan. Mayor Yuji Oda says the insatiable tsunami raced 3 kilometers inland, swallowing more than 400 houses before spitting them back out in pieces. "I first wondered, is this real or not?" he says. "40 people are dead or missing. The people are trained to evacuate," he says. "But this time, despite the siren and warnings, the speed of this tsunami was too great, and the difference between those who made it to safety and those who didn't was 10 to 15 seconds. In his spare time, Oda taught judo to children in the village. Some of those who died were his young students. "The first priority," he says, "is to find the missing people. Then we must clean up. We will rebuild. The town has a future. But first we must find the missing people." Search crews accompany the heavy equipment crawling through the rubble. They use poles to probe the remains of collapsed houses, and they peer inside before giving the okay to knock it down. An automated chime broadcast throughout the village marks the hours for people who've lost their sense of time. Yosuke Oda is one of them. He stands on the street beside boxes of photo albums splattered with mud. He and several others have created this sidewalk display, not as an exhibition, but to reunite people with photos they are continuing to find in the debris. "Not only are people's houses gone, but their memories have been taken by the tsunami as well," he says. "This is a way of giving those memories back to people." The pictures show life before the tsunami. Children, vacations, school days, and holidays. Lives that have been changed forever. The tsunami took Oda's house and one of his best friends. Being a guardian of people's memories gives him purpose, too. "I think it will take up to 10 years to get back to a normal life here. But the village must be returned to the way it was before I have a grandson or granddaughter." That may be a long time for Oda, a young man with no children. But in the debris field, Sue Hiranai continues her search for any memento of her past. I don't know how I'm going to live, she says. I don't want to move to another city because this is my home. I was born here. Before going on her way, a crack appears in the stoicism Hiranai and other Japanese have typically shown to strangers. After saying goodbye, she quietly utters the phrase, "Please help." Kurt Petrovich, Noda, Japan.